Don Daly, thank you so much for joining us on your last day for the News Wrap. And this, of course, is your last day on Capital Journal with Alabama Public Television. We are delighted to welcome Kyle Gassett to the conversation because it's a special time, Don, for all of us to celebrate your retirement from 40 years of radio and television broadcasting.
Carolyn, it's so nice of you, as always, to have me on. But for that recognition, I'm sincerely grateful.
Kyle, welcome to the program.
Well, I am honored to be here. And I just want to let listeners know that while Don is officially retiring as our main commentator, for the sole commentator for our News Wrap and Buzzword, we're excited to announce that you have not heard the last of Don Daly on our News Wrap. He will be appearing as a voice every now and then. So, Don, we are not done with you yet.
Well, I'm glad to continue on the tradition, at least in some form or fashion.
Well, we're excited about that, Don. So why don't we go ahead and get to your News Wrap? What's in the news this week?
Well, I wanted to begin with former Speaker Mike Hubbard. Of course, he has an ongoing effort to get released from prison early. He's already served about a year of a 28-month sentence for ethics violations surrounding his conviction on charges that he used his office for personal gain. Of course, the state has been opposed to his getting released from prison earlier and has said even that an apology that Hubbard made about a month or two ago in relation to all this was not authentic, that they have monitored his phone calls and emails behind bars, and that he has said things that would lead them to believe, at least, that he wasn't being totally truthful in apologizing to the court. Mike Hubbard's legal team filed a brief this week saying he'd like the opportunity to speak to the judge in his case personally about this and explain his apology and what has been attributed to him as saying in terms of these monitored phone calls and emails. It's an ever-evolving story and an interesting one to follow.
And Don, I'm hearing about a gathering that is proposed on the state capitol steps. What's this about?
Indeed, Representative A.J. McCampbell, who's from Marengo County, has said he is growing increasingly alarmed about the rise of gun violence across the country, and Alabama included, so much so that he says it came to him that maybe Alabamians need to gather in a symbolic way to show support for each other and to speak out for officials doing more to guard against gun violence. And what Representative McCampbell is proposing, that folks gather on the steps of the state capitol in Montgomery on the afternoon of December 26th, the day after Christmas, and sing the familiar Christmas song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. He thinks there would be a lot of symbolism in that gathering of people around this cause of growing gun violence. And for those who can't make it to the capitol on the day after Christmas, he's proposing that they gather on the steps of their local courthouses and do this same.
Now, Don, for the wild card, we have a little surprise from Kyle Gassett, who created the News Wrap and the political buzzword 5 years ago. And he insisted that we include a Friday wild card to sort of lighten up the political news. So, Kyle, what's on tap?
Well, I certainly hate to take this honor away from Don on this momentous episode of the News Wrap, but don't worry, listeners, because you're going to hear a lot of Don and what I have to play for you.
Why don't we lighten up with a wild card? And one of my favorite stories of the week was this news reporter for ABC Television. I think it was during the Good Morning America program, and he was obviously in his home. He's wearing a jacket and a nice shirt, but no tie. But at the very end of the report, when another camera angle of him was shown, you could see a flash of this reporter's bare leg. And by the way, this news reporter's name is Will Reeve, and he is the son of the late actor Christopher Reeve. And I think that's really just sort of a sign of the times during the pandemic.
So that brings us to the big question. On Capital Journal, have you ever gotten away with wearing Bermuda shorts and a sport coat?
I knew you were going to get around to that question. I have never actually worn shorts on the set, although the temptation has been there many times, especially during the hot summer months.
This one really gave me a chuckle when I came across it this week. There was a man who was pulled over for speeding in Canada. It was in Manitoba, Canada, and he was clocked going 106 miles per hour. Now that's a serious speeding infraction, but you know, it's always interesting to hear some of the excuses that police will hear from people who are pulled over for speeding, especially excessive speeding, like 106 miles per hour. Well, this gentleman told the police officer in Canada that he had just eaten hot wings and he apparently had a bathroom emergency. So he had stomped the gas pedal, urgently trying to reach a gas station or somewhere that he could pull over and go to the bathroom. I think he still got the ticket, though.
Let's go to Romania. There was one cobbler over there, a shoemaker, a shoe repair person, who was very concerned about people not properly social distancing in the wake of the worst of the pandemic in Romania. So he started making very large shoes. In European terms, a size 75 shoe. They look like they're shoes that a clown would wear, but his goal is for people to wear these unusually large shoes to keep them properly distanced from each other. So he wanted to do his part, so he started making these size 75 shoes. We'll see how successful they are in prevailing social distancing in Romania.
And some folks might use them to kick the can down the road.
Good one.
All right, so there you have it, Don. You have certainly given us hours and hours of expert political analysis, but you have also provided us a chuckle or two with the wild card. So we wanted to make sure that you went out on your last official day as our sole commentator with a little bit of a send-off that way.
That gave me a chuckle, too. Thanks for that. You know, some of those I don't even remember doing, but wow, what a refresher course.
Well, we also have spoken with a couple of other folks that Don that want to say something to you. Here's the first one.
This is Jack Hawkins, Chancellor of Troy University, and I'd like to thank Don Daly for the expert political analysis he has provided Troy Public Radio listeners over the past 5 years. I'd also like to congratulate Don on his retirement after 40 years in radio and television. We are extremely proud that Don is an alumnus of Troy University's Hall School of Journalism. And I might add, we're proud, too, that the Hall School of Journalism was ranked number 6 in the nation this year. Thank you, Don. Thank you for your work over the years. And best wishes from all of us, all of your friends at Troy University.
All right, Don, so there you go.
I am truly honored that Dr. Hawkins would take the time to do that. He's a remarkable man, a wonderful leader for Troy University, and wow, what an honor. Thank you.
All right, well, here's one last greeting that we have for you.
Hey, Uncle Donnie, it's Claudia. I just wanted to take a few seconds to say congratulations on your retirement. You have had a long and successful career in broadcast journalism, and I'm so, so proud to not only call you my mentor, but my uncle as well. I remember watching your very first Capital Journal when I was a little girl, and now I'll be watching your last as a student journalist, following in your exact footsteps. I'm so happy for you, and best of luck in this next phase of your life. Can't wait to see what you do with it.
So, Don, we're so glad to have Claudia back in the studio with us. She's your niece, and she is also the news director at Trojan Vision, the TV studio.
I am truly, truly tickled to hear that. Claudia has made me so proud in following in my footsteps in so many ways, studying journalism, going to Troy University, which I did, and working at the campus television station just as I did way back when. That's really sweet. That really touched me. Thank you so much.
Well, Don, your many fans are going to miss you every week, both on Troy Public Radio and on Alabama Public Television. But we're excited that you're still going to be part of Troy Public Radio, and we want to take a moment to thank you for your dedication to public broadcasting and for being an important part of our lives.
Carolyn, it's truly been an honor to be associated with Troy Public Radio over these years. Thank you so much for what you and Kyle and everyone who works at Troy Public Radio does in keeping the public informed. It's been an honor for me to work in public broadcasting myself through Alabama Public Television for the last 10 years. I'm truly going to miss this experience, but I'm at the same time very excited to see what this next chapter holds. So stay tuned. I don't know what, if anything, is next for me, but we'll see. I'm open to possibilities.
Well, Don, thank you so much for the news wrap today, your final news wrap for a while. And we will look forward to working with you on an occasional basis in the future as your time allows.
As am I, Carolyn, and to you and Kyle and to all of your listeners, happy holidays, and we'll talk soon.